My clouds are gray, and all things around me pass away. Well, what if I leave?
Hi, and welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we recap issues of the Legion for you and tell you about how hilarious they are in different special ways. This is
ways much longer than just reading than my takes.
Yeah, yeah. Be quiet. This is what we do. This is how we roll. This issue is Adventure Comics number 312 from 1963. This is the Super Sacrifice of the Legionnaires, and the cover's by Kurt Swan. This is written by Henry Boltinoff and Edmund Hamilton. Art by Henry Boltinoff, John Forte, George Papp.
Yeah, so I just want to say, I'm reading this issue on Comixology. I use Comixology all the time. I suddenly realized if I pull to the right, it gives me all this cover, and it gives me all this information, and the summary, and who made it and stuff. And I've probably spent like a $10,000 on comics on this thing, and I've
literally
never...
have.
I've never noticed that I can get a nice summary and all this information. If
wow.
I pull the first page to the right, I am astounded.
This is the first issue we've had that's available on Comixology. So if you guys want to read along with us, it's on Comixology. This is Adventure Comics 312, and it was $2.
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically they have other issues.
Yeah,
they
had
earlier issues.
They
did. Yeah, I think
they
have a bunch more. I think, but they. Yeah. They came out fairly recently. Yeah. Like, we started doing this before they came out on Comixology. But, so I very carefully bought the first one.
Yes.
And one with computer.
Yeah,
spoilers.
Yeah. Spoilers.
And,
shush.
I'm sorry. And other choice ones.
Yeah. But they're not under Legion. So if you look for them under Legion, they're not there. You have
some,
to look under
some
Adventure
of them
Comics.
Are, but it's like the later ones, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
whatever
ones
right.
are called Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah, whatever.
But these are Adventure Comics,
yes.
So if you look under Adventure Comics and look for really old covers,
yes,
covered with troublemaking children.
Yeah. Well, this cover in particular is...
amazing?
Pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of a, I don't know, famous cover? It's like one of the...
It's famous to me.
To us. I mean, I guess like in Legion... mythos, it's like, this is a very important issue. It has Superboy, Saturn Girl, Chameleon Boy, Lightning Lass, and Sunboy, and Mon-El. They're all, like, holding up... You know someone missing in this?
My favorite person?
Well, him too.
Oh, who you mean?
Kaz isn't there.
Oh, Kaz. Who cares? I was like, where's Brainiac 5?
I mean, we're gonna see why Brainiac 5 isn't here. But, okay, so they're all those people I just mentioned are holding up these kind of blue sticks.
Balls on either end.
On balls
they're
on
like batons.
Yeah,
like if
batons.
You are a flag girl. Or
yes.
No, that's not a flag girl. Is it? They're batons?
I think so.
Can I make that up? They have flags, I assume.
If you use batons in your work, in your
you know,
occupation of choice.
Tell us what your occupation is so we can better describe this.
They are standing around a glass coffin. Around Lightning Lad's Snow White glass coffin.
Yeah, and he's got like some sort of crazy headband on.
Yep.
That's attached to the lid of the glass coffin, attached to circles that they're all touching.
Yeah, looks like science to me.
Yeah, and there's lightning all over the sky, and they're holding up their batons like they're having a weird cult moment.
Yeah,
pretty exciting. And Superboy... I'm excited. And Superboy is saying, "The first bolt to strike a member's wand will flash through the Legionnaire's body and revive Lightning Lad. But I warn you, whichever one of us attracts the lightning will die." I don't... Wait a minute. Is this, like, the cover?
Yeah, that's the cover.
That is a spoiler, right?
Yeah, yeah. They don't care.
An extreme spoiler. Because this is a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
We've only read the first part
so
far. We'll pause after talking about the first part and read the second part. So we don't know what's going to happen, except we do.
Yeah.
We
don't know all the details. We know vaguely
all the amazing details.
And trust me, they are amazing.
But they just spoiled the whole first part that we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
Is like, They don't know this information that okay. Sue was just blandly told
to us. To be fair, how many times have we looked at the cover and the cover has almost nothing to do with
I guess it's a step
inside.
In the right direction that yeah. it has to do with it.
Yeah.
But maybe it's the wrong direction to be exactly what's going to happen.
I'm surprised. If this actually happens, I'll be surprised. If it happens exactly
that would be
like
awesome
this,
if it was totally different.
I'd be very surprised. It still might yet not happen at all.
That's true. Yeah. I think it's featuring the super sacrifice of the Legionnaires.
Yes.
It's a super sacrifice.
Super sacrifice.
Not just a sacrifice for these people. It's a super sacrifice. So, next page. Inside.
Inside. Splash
this
page.
This is like the second cover.
Yeah, this really is this. They do this weird thing where it's a second cover.
I guess this one's kind of the confusing second cover.
Yes.
Well, normally...
Yes.
You know, normally we have that one confusing cover. Yes. This is the one.
Yeah.
This one. So,
I like this. It's amazing on 50 different levels.
It's weird. So, we see Superboy flying to some random alien planet that is just littered with glass coffins with people in green jumpsuits in them. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's like, I don't know, 15 buildings around, but these glass coffins are just all over the street in a very orderly, like, rows of coffins.
Mm-hmm.
Weird glass coffins.
It doesn't seem weird to me.
No. Is this what your hometown looked like?
Yes.
So Ohio is covered in glass coffins.
Yes.
I've learned something new today.
Yeah.
And some people are laying dead-like in their coffins. Some people are, like, stretching and yawning. So that's where we're starting here.
I don't see how this is confusing at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. So you see where this is going, right?
Yeah, obviously. Lots of foreshadowing?
I don't... Is it?
No.
So, we have a little descriptor box thing. It says, Part 1. Many months ago, when Gallant Lightning Lad was killed in action, the Legion of Superheroes vowed they would never rest until they could find a way to bring him back to life. Did they make that vow?
Kind of, I think. I think
it's
so.
It's been a while since I read it.
Yeah.
And I was like... Man,
that sounds
remember.
Like something they do.
They weren't doing that in the last, like, dozen issues or so.
They kept saying, like, oh, we really want to, they want to. I hope, they would be like, I hope.
I want a lot of things yeah. in life, but those don't equal vows to do it.
Well, Legion rules are Legion vague.
Okay, anything they want turns into a vow.
Yes.
Okay, so it says, now, after searching the universe, a method is found to revive him, but its price is costly. One other member must give up his life. So, again, it's spoiler.
Oh, man, that is a really big spoiler.
See if you can guess who makes the super sacrifice of the Legionnaires. It was in really big text, so I just say it like that.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So, Superboy's flying in this weird, horrifying coffin land, and he's thinking, the people of this strange world were all dead. I would think they were sleeping, personally.
I know.
Not dead.
I know.
But now they're coming to life. Maybe I can find a secret here which can help the Legion to revive Lightning Lad. It's like...
No, Superboy.
Again, I would just think this weird society likes to sleep in glass coffins out in the open on
yeah.
the street.
The only thing that makes them vaguely seem dead-like is because they sleep in something that Superboy sees
as a coffin.
As being coffin-shaped.
Yeah. They're aliens. That could just be what their bed is shaped
yeah.
like. Also, these glass coffins don't have lids.
Yeah.
They're just in weird
yeah.
coffin-shaped
Shut up, Superboy.
Beds. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So, again, with the not-too-subtle spoilers,
yeah.
it says, featuring in this issue, like on the side it says this,
yes.
Superboy, Mon-El, Santa Girl, Sunboy, Lightning Lass, Chameleon Boy, and his amazing pet, Prody. Okay.
So we can't remember if Prody showed up before.
We could easily look this up, but neither of us felt like
it. Yes.
So,
I felt like he had, but... We were there when he found him.
I feel like that might have happened. It's like I know what he is, so I must know for some reason. I don't know. I like that we have the ability to, like, pause this and look it up, but neither of us have the willpower. Because we've read half of this
yes.
issue so far. Half this part.
We're already dead inside so much. We give so much of our souls just to get through these few pages, so...
And I'm sick, guys. I don't have the willpower.
And I'm recovering from sinuses or something. And there's a dog here, so
yeah.
you can't expect us to... Anyways, let's talk about this clock.
Okay, so the story starts off with us seeing a very strange and poorly graphically designed clock.
Oh, is that not a good job?
No, it is like this clock that is like one main clock, and it has an awkward bubble in the middle that says time on Earth.
Yeah.
And around it are very small other clocks that also have a little awkward, like, word bubble shaped name plates that say that they're the time of other places. But some of them don't quite fit well, so they're like, their nameplate bubble is placed in between them with an arrow.
What's impressive is that time on Earth has plenty of room in that circle for time on Earth. Time is, it's like,
shut over to one side.
We're going to post a picture of this.
Olden times, lettering is hard.
Aww.
Lettering is hard. I'll give them a pass on that,
because
I would hate to do that.
But you would redo it until it was right.
Hey, they have a deadline.
Okay.
And they were like, this clog looks like this anyway, whatever.
Like, these are dumb kids, they don't understand anything. There's a lot of other things wrong other than this clock.
I know, I gotta say, I almost want this clock, because it's...
Time on planet
it's a pretty
Xano.
Messed up clock, and I kind of like that. So it says, on the wall in the clubhouse of superheroes in the 30th century ticks the strangest clock in the universe, and I agree that it is the strangest clock in the universe.
Okay, I'll give him that.
Yeah, so now we see some of the Legionnaires sitting around a table. We've got Lightning Lass, Sun Boy, Chameleon Boy, with Protea on his shoulder.
They're all shoved Superboy. Over into this corner.
Fit. They have to fit, okay? The table's large, but they want to all be right next to each other.
Thanks, Protea.
So, and with each tick of the clock, the superheroes who are not away on active service grow more tense. Okay, so anyone we are not seeing is on active service.
Uh-huh.
Conveniently.
Or inconveniently.
So, Lightning Lass looks really concerned, and she's like, oh, Superboy, why doesn't the Monel come? I don't know why it sounded like that. Oh, Superboy.
That sounds accurate.
Right? That's what Lightning Lass sounds like?
Yes.
She's like, oh, Superboy, why doesn't Monel come? I can't bear this waiting, and it means life or death. And it doesn't really mean life or death.
Yeah,
because
it means...
death has already happened.
It only means life.
It could only mean life, maybe.
Yeah. Possible, maybe... life.
Yeah, so Superboy's like, I know, Lightning Lass, we all feel the same way, but Mon-El should be here soon. And so they're all waiting for Mon-El, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so the moment after Superboy speaks Mon-El's name, he's suddenly there, like, sitting next to Chameleon.
Sunboy's face!
Sunboy looks real startled, and Lightning Lass looks like she's super excited.
And Mon-El looks dead inside.
Yeah, Mon-El looks dead inside. And
good reason for it.
Yeah. Lightning Lass says, why, there's Mon-El now, right beside Chameleon Boy. And Chameleon Boy says, sorry, but it's only my pet Prouty. You know, he has chameleon powers like mine and can change his protoplasm form to imitate anything or anyone. Being telepathic, he caught your thoughts of Mon-El and imitated him. That's gotta be awkward in general.
Yes.
That this blob is walking around just changing into people depending on what they're thinking of.
Yeah, that's messed up. Because then,
really
like, when is that blob gonna, like, change into, like, something you shouldn't be thinking about?
He's like, walks by someone's like, Superboy naked!
Naked! It's just, like, at every moment, just Superboy naked. Why is everyone thinking about me naked? How are you guys?
So he turns out, like, he's, like, devastating Lightning Lass.
Yes.
Faking her out.
Yes.
So he turns back into a horrifying blob on Chameleon Boy's shoulder. And he says, quit it and change back to normal, Protea. That's an order. And he does it, because I guess he just bosses his little pet around.
Man, this is kind of creepy. Why is this thing your pet?
I don't know.
Right? That's like...
I guess it's like...
You can't make that your pet. It's like a thing.
It's telepathic. Can turn into people and look dead inside.
And it can understand, like, words that you're saying to it.
Yeah.
My dog, Million Boy!
My dog can understand, go over there. He's not people.
Can... I don't know. Dog? Yeah, he's
no,
not
he's
listening
just,
to me.
He's just chewing a bone.
He doesn't know English. Mm. Protea knows English.
It's weird. He can read your mind.
That's so messed up.
Because Pat can read your mind. So Superboy is jumping up at this moment. He's like, I can hear a ship coming with my super hearing. And with my super vision, I can see it's Mon-El. And he could just, like, or Mon-El's ship, I'm sorry. He could have just waited a second. He had, like, walked in. He's like, I'll use all my superpowers to establish something that would have become clear in moments.
Yeah, they could have, like, just kind of left this panel.
They want you to know what his powers are.
Okay.
In case you forget. Just like they want Superboy you to know.
Superboy has powers?
They want you to know everyone's name every 5 seconds. That's why everyone always says everyone's full names.
Well, we already had the... the nameplates.
Yeah. So this is, and when Mon-El arrives, the 10th Legion, what is it, Nairs ask a fateful question.
Legionnaires.
Oh,
it's got a weird hyphen. The 10th
Oh, Legionnaires. Legionnaires. Oh my god, I read that weird. I'm like, there's a hyphen in the middle of Legionnaires that I did not read as a hyphen. I'm like, Legionnaires ask a fateful question. Legionnaires ask a fateful question. Awkward
okay.
Narration box.
It's okay, you never learned English.
I'll blame the sickness that I'm barely under. I just barely got a cold. So everyone's leaning over, and Mon-El's standing in the doorway looking really sad. And Superboy's like, did you succeed, Mon-El? Did you find among the scientific wizards of your homeworld, Daxam, a way to restore lightning lad to life? Okay, Mon-El's on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning lad's been dead for a little while.
Uh-huh.
Did he only just now go to see if he thought these people might know how to bring someone back from the dead?
Maybe it took him that long to go there.
Do you think? Because I don't think so.
I don't. Are you trying to make sense of this?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of... This is... There's so many problems.
I know, this isn't even where it gets weird.
That one just flew right over my head because there's so many other things.
They're just so focused in this issue, but it was like, you guys were still running around causing problems, like,
yeah.
If you will, whatever, sure.
Also, like...
They really thought about how sad they were.
It said, like, many months ago that Lightning Lad, which is interesting because I don't think we got a time frame before.
Many months of hijinks, they remember that they should be sad.
Oh, right.
Someone's like, tell us, you once vowed never to rest until you could find a way to revive him. Did Mon-El vow that?
I think Sunboy said he did, so...
Mon-El would be like, are you making vows for me?
Legion rules state that at any moment you could have made a vow about something you said really vaguely.
Okay. So, we see Mon-El looking sad, and he's like, I'm sorry to report this, but I found no way we can use to bring Lightning Lad back to life. And Lightning Lass is bawling. And he's like, then my brother is gone forever!
You already knew he was dead,
yeah,
lady!
Yeah, she showed up after he was dead, right?
Yeah.
Right? I've never seen her be upset before, right?
She's been dead. He's been dead.
Yeah.
She's been around. He's been dead.
She faked him. She faked her dead brother.
Yeah.
Anyway, somehow she hates her dead brother.
Yeah.
And Sunboy looks horrified and startled yet again, this time at Lightning Lass crying. And he said, this is sad news, and it'll be a terrible shock to Saturn Girl. Bum, bum, bum.
And I guess his sister, too.
Yeah.
But mostly but Saturn
mostly,
Girl.
Mostly Saturn Girl, not the girl who pretended to be the dead guy.
She's over it.
And so, in the next page, someone says, she's waiting beside Lightning Lad's coffin, hoping you succeed.
Whoa.
I think they just thought, how long has she been waiting there? They just thought, like, Mon-El will get it. It'll be just send Mon-El off. He'll find a way to bring someone back from the dead.
Yeah.
I'll just wait here. So you hurry up.
Wow.
So they really had...
No pressure, Mon-El.
They were putting a lot of pressure on Mon-El there, I think.
Maybe he was really left going... Hey guys, like really confidently, I got it. Why would it even be a question? Like, if someone on my planet
knew how to bring people back from the dead, I think everyone would know that.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh yeah, my people know how to do that.
We defeated death a long time ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, is someone dead?
That's not even a problem anymore.
Why wouldn't everyone, like, in the galaxy know about this?
A lot of people die. In general, so you'd think word would have spread.
Only Lightning Lad is important, though.
I agree.
Anyways.
Superboy says, we have to go to that world and tell her, though it'll break her heart, like, again? Because he is dead.
Yeah.
And kind of it would make her insane, these hopes and dreams that they're all having kind of make them all insane.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
So, later, they land on the strange world of Eternal Lightning, where Lightning Lad lies entombed. Which, I thought he was in their basement before.
He was!
Okay.
He was in their basement, and then they put him on, like, this lightning world.
They got him more dramatic digs. That's fine.
Okay.
So, this is the worst panel I've ever seen in my life.
This is definitely winning.
So, actually, no, I'm sorry. Like, two down is also the worst panel I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
So, yeah. We're seeing, in the background, we're seeing Saturn Girl dramatically leaning over... the glass Cinderella?
Sleeping Beauty?
Sleeping Beauty?
Snow White.
I don't know my freaking fairy tales.
Yeah.
I read horror books.
The Frog Prince.
There we go. A beautiful glass coffin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Thumbelina?
Sure.
A beautiful glass coffin that Lightning Lad is in, and Saturn Girl's leaning dramatically over with dramatic lightning behind him.
Yeah.
And four legionnaires are in the foreground. And then horrifying Prody has sprouted legs off of his blob mass and is running at the dramatic glass coffin.
This is the worst thing I've ever
it
seen.
Really, it really, the blob is actually just horrifying.
Can you imagine the
legs.
Artist getting, like, this script?
Like, and then blob like, with legs, okay.
Yeah. Now, what should I make this alien look like? And you know he just had, like, a pile of gum sitting
gum
next to
legs.
Him. Yeah.
Perfect. So Chameleon Boy is very excited by everything this thing does, I guess.
Yeah.
He's like, look at Purdy running towards Saturn Girl. He's devoted to her because they both have telepathic power. They can understand each other so well.
Now is not the time to be proud of your
He's
pet.
He's so proud of his pet's weird running. Everyone's and telepathic crying. Love. Yeah. And
so Purdy has the hots for Saturn Girl.
Oh,
it's
they're friends. And Superboy says, poor Saturn Girl, she's always blamed herself for Lightning Lad's death. So I like it. I like the contrast of Killing Boy like, Purdy's so happy to see Saturn Girl. They like each other because they're both telepaths. So, and Superboy's like, Lightning Lad's dead. So then he's giving us a nice recap.
Yeah.
He's like, Lightning Lad was stricken by the deadly ray of the evil invader Zarian? Every time I get to that, I'm like, slowly read it.
Yeah.
When he took her place on a mission, and you see a flashback with Lightning Lad dramatically being hit by something.
The deadly ray.
Looks like he's running into a large piece of metal.
Yeah, this is... Okay, there's a lot of problems here.
Well, something's hitting him and he's dying.
I guess that deadly ray looks like a giant piece of metal that he's breaking on his face.
And he's shooting lightning. And Saturn Girl's in the foreground with her cute bubble helmet.
And then there's like a beam of something coming off of her. No, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it's the lightning? I don't know. Well, whatever.
It's not accurately drawn.
And I don't remember. This is the sad part. Like, Lightning Lad dying is really dramatic and sad to me. And I'm like, I don't really remember what happened. I know he's dead, though. And I know he's dead
upset.
Instead of Saturn Girl.
Yes.
That's what I remember the most.
Yeah.
So Saturn Girl's thinking in this flashback, oh no, Lightning Lad destroyed the... I don't know why I do voices. I have a girl voice.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl voice.
Girl voice.
I'll use my normal voice. It's like, I don't know what it is now. I don't have a normal voice anymore. Oh no, Lightning Lad destroyed the invasion craft with his lightning bolts, but he's been fatally stricken. He sacrificed his life for me.
Sorry. That's not what she said at that moment, I think.
She might have. I don't recall. Anything could be happening here. I'm like, right, that's how Lightning
Lad died.
Dinosaur eats him. Right!
Yeah.
Lightning Lad died.
Can he hit in the head with a dinosaur?
Yeah. So I have no retention ability with what happens in these issues.
Okay, well, I think part of it is that our episodes are like... maybe
17 years apart?
Yeah, that might have something
to do with
it.
That might be it. Doesn't help that we've read a bunch of Legion after this,
it
so everything's a confusing mess in my mind. Anyway.
Anyways.
So,
access some nightmares.
Cut to the other horrifying panel in which we get to see the other angled view, like the camera's moved around, and we get to see the horrifying blob with legs jumping into Saturn Girl's
arms. It looks like a horrible, horrible baby. jumping at
it really
arms.
Does. It,
but the baby only has legs, and the rest of it is like a blob.
And she looks so happy to see it, which makes it creepier.
It's extra weird because there's a dead body.
Yeah. It's a weird panel.
This is the weirdest panel ever. There's a
it
blob.
Is.
If aliens ever found this, they would think we were insane.
They'd also just think that was a bed, though, because that's where aliens sleep in.
Yeah, that's true. Glass coffin.
Yes. So Santa Girl looks really excited to catch this horrible nightmare. And she's like, Purdy, am I glad to see you? And my telepathic powers tell me you're glad to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell because it horrifyingly ran at you. I guess it could be trying to kill you.
If it ran at me, I would just scream and run in the other direction.
So,
Well, baby.
So Superboy says, you'll have to tell her, Mon-El. Choke. Couldn't?
I choke, couldn't.
I didn't see that eye.
I like this because he's like, I'm too sensitive and upset about this issue, but Mon-El, you don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So you Mon-El,
who we just made fly away to his home planet to figure this shit out for us, you have to break the news to the upset girlfriend.
Why is that his job? Nope. You tell her, Superboy.
He's got a nicer cape. He's got to do it. So you see another dramatic panel. This issue is full of dramatic panels, I gotta say, because they're all in this, like, little dramatic lightning world.
it's not actually that dramatic, just lightning everywhere.
Yeah, but it makes it look really dramatic. Like, Saturn Girl's grabbing Mon-El's arm, looking really concerned, and Sunboy's off to the side looking sad, and Superboy's off to the side looking sad. And I assume Chameleon Boy's playing with Purdy in the background somewhere. So, Saturn Girl says, Mon-El, tell me, did you find a way we can use to revive Lightning Lad? And Mon-El says, I hate to tell you, Saturn Girl, I failed, and dramatic lightning crash flash, I assume is happening.
It's
I like this because she looks so concerned.
Like,
everybody is really full of facial expressions in this issue.
Yes.
They're pretty awesome, I think. She looks real upset.
Yeah.
Real concerned.
Yes.
Real frantic. Everybody else looks real sad. So the next panel is
For someone
Saturn
that's
Girl
telepathic,
looking.
You know, if I saw them all saunter up to me, like,
looking
all,
depressed.
Yeah.
Well, she was confused because Chameleon Boy was smiling so hugely.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. Good news, bad news.
Who knows?
So, the next panel, Santa Girl looks kind of startled, and she's thinking, why, I caught Manel's thoughts for a moment as he answered me. He was thinking that he did know a way to revive Lightning Lad. He's lying. But why? So, he's a liar. And she's just reading her friend's thoughts all the time.
Right there. It's like what's... from everyone else's perspective, it's just silent.
Yeah.
There's just like a weird, like, 10 minutes of silence.
And her staring at him, looking surprised.
Like, really obviously telepathically probing him.
Like, somehow none of them ever think that she'll read their minds. Yeah. So now she's staring even more.
This kind of looks like really like romance comic.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
Because like, you can't see their costumes at all.
Yeah. It's just a like, cute face up into a dude's face.
Yes.
And she's thinking again. I'm trying to read his mind telepathically, but I can't. He's guarding his thoughts. Why should Manel, one of our loyalist members, conceal from us what he's found out? It's like, she's seriously, like, scrutinizing this guy.
Loyalist? Shouldn't it be most loyal?
One of our loyalists? That's the word. One of our loyalist members. That didn't seem strange to me.
One of our most loyal?
No, I don't know. Don't ask me. I know English not.
Okay, never mind. Alien. Okay. Anyway, so someone who should actually be upset here.
Oh, yeah. So we see Lightning Lass dramatically leaning over the glass coffin of her brother, being real upset. So meanwhile, Lightning Lass, her last hope shattered, gives way to despair.
Okay. Remember her saying her last hope right here. Remember that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Her brother, or my brother, Lightning Lad, he'll never sob, live again.
Yeah, because he's dead.
Yeah.
No one else gets this special treatment.
You'd think they'd have come to terms with this a little bit.
Come on, guys.
For some reason, they really thought this was going to be successful, this single mission to send someone out and knife.
But, like, in the future, when other Legionnaires die, they're just like, okay, they're dead. Make a statue.
Look, this was the first and most important.
Yeah, they just lost their shit.
First and most important.
Oh, Kristen. It sounds like Kristen's really breaking up, but she's just sick.
I'm sick. I'm also sad about it. I do legitimately cry if I try and recap the episode, the issue where he died. Mm-hmm. Legit. When I can remember what happened.
Me too, yeah.
So, Superboy is looking at this woman in despair and thinking, I can't stand the sight of her terrible grief. I must think of something.
Up until then. Up until then, he wasn't really thinking about it.
Yeah.
Once he saw how sad, she's very sad.
But her brother's dead.
Maybe I should think about it. Try and do something instead of just making Mon-El do things.
Yeah. It's like, and the Boy of Steel, one of the mightiest superheroes, is inspired to a tremendous resolve. Where was this resolved before?
He's
been dead for months.
Is this a new vow? Is he doing a new vow?
He is. He says he's doing it right now. He's like, we've often accomplished feats that were considered impossible when others asked us. Now we're going to do something for our own lost comrade. We'll find a way to revive Lightning Lad.
They were already trying.
He's making a vow again.
I'm gonna re-vow this.
Months after the death. Months after the initial death, he has tremendous resolve. But somewhere else looks like, but how can we? He's the only one who gets it.
Yes.
This is weird to be vowing. But I still like this panel because Superboy looks really dramatic because of that freaking lightning.
He does.
He's got one hand on the coffin of his dead friend and lightning in the background.
Yes.
Looks really dramatic. Everybody's staring at him like, what?
Yeah. Nice.
And so
Mono's like, shut up.
Yeah, I just flew all the way. I made that vow last week.
I already did the vow.
You can't fail.
You can't re-vow the thing that I vowed.
They're all going to make this vow, I think, by the end.
I guess.
So Superboy says, some of us have always had a theory that the freezing ray didn't quite kill Lightning Lad. What? Really?
I guess.
Okay.
I guess that's the theory now.
Well, then his memory of events involves a big piece of metal hitting.
Is that what the freezing ray looks like? A giant girder hitting Lightning Lad in the face?
I was going to look it up because I'm like, what's hitting him here?
It's like that ship. Like, I think he broke apart. He shot apart the ship.
Did the ray kill him or the ship flying into him?
It's supposed to be the ray.
Okay, so I guess he can survive a ship crashing into him, but not a ray.
Yes, don't be silly.
Okay, sure.
Ships made of cotton candy.
Oh, right. So, they thought the freezing ray didn't quite kill him. This is the first I've heard of this.
Well, yeah. It's a theory that Superboy's been keeping to himself.
Yeah, it's like that there remains a spark of life in him. Somewhere in the universe must be a way to kindle that spark to life.
Where is Brainiac 5 and all
That's
this?
Why he's not here, because yes. He's like, what?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What? What did I tell you about saying these things based on nothing?
Be like, actually, he's dead.
Remember that he died? Yeah. Guys, do you remember when he died? We were all really sad a long time ago.
That he was
dead? That he was dead. We weren't full of optimistic hope about his revival because of his spark of life.
He's like, I did the autopsy. I cut him open. His organs aren't in there anymore.
If he wasn't dead, he is now.
But he's embalmed. He's filled with embalming fluid.
This is a future. They don't embalm people.
I put them
in. They put
on.
Them in glass coffins that preserve them forever.
I guess so.
So
the glass coffin just filled with embalming fluid. He's like,
it's really gross. He's
like one of those animals in a jar.
They're not showing a close up. So
yeah, they're not because it'd just be floating.
Gross.
Goo.
So Santa Girl says, "Superboy's right. Really? We'll search the whole universe if necessary to find the way."
But then Mon-El, like,
what were you doing before? What?
They have
we were just searching the one planet, but now we'll search the whole universe.
No, this makes sense.
And I was like, I'm just going to stand back here, I guess.
Since, you know, everyone's ignoring the fact that I had already vowed this and already tried, but I guess now you guys are also trying?
Well, she does think he's a giant liar, too, so it makes sense that she's saying
she's like, Superboy's right, and she looks right at Mon-El. He's really right, Mon-El.
Yeah, he's right. We're all going to try really hard to bring our friend
back. We're going to actually try hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike some people that didn't try hard, or said that they tried hard when they really didn't.
Yeah. So, cut to,
the library.
In the unique reference library in their clubhouse, which we've never seen before.
Yes.
The superheroes begin a cosmic crash program. Cosmic crash program.
This?
A cosmic crash program? That's a super... Okay. So
this room consists of a machine, and apparently a wall that this machine projects.
No, it's a hologram. It's just floating, I guess.
Is it a hologram?
I don't know.
It looks just like a projector to me.
But it isn't hitting a wall, so it has to be a hologram.
Isn't that a wall?
It's a weird curved wall that floats in the air.
Haven't we discussed the architecture of the clubhouse and how it is basically a 5x5 curved cylinder?
Yeah, they're in a weird room, but it's all right. It's just kind of them, and like the edges are just blacked out.
Man, this is. I am never going to think that my backgrounds are lazy again.
You gotta look at this dramatic lightning one panel up, though.
Yeah,
look at that.
Yeah,
just fill it with dramatic lightning, and I'll
lightning
be impressed.
Forever. Okay.
Yeah, I like that. So now we got a weird giant projector machine of some sort,
Good. And
we're seeing a city.
So what is their amazing computer? You notice they're using this computer without. Brainiac 5.
He is on active duty somewhere.
This looks like a...
He's probably raising tons of people from the dead somewhere.
Yes!
With his science. But nobody asked him about this, so...
This is probably not even like a librarian machine that they think
it
is.
Yeah, they're calling it like the mechanical librarian computer.
It's probably just something he loaded up with pictures for them.
Probably. Yeah, it's just like a... What are those things called?
Oh, I don't know. Those things that you hud up to your face.
Yeah, and you click a little button and the little image changes.
Yes, I know what those are called.
It's one of those, probably. But he just made a really big one for him, so they think it was science. So, some boy is saying, the mechanical librarian computer is selecting out of our stored references all those dealing with the subject revival of life. They never thought to look this up before.
I know!
Revival of life.
One of the crappiest vows.
Yeah. So, and Superboy is saying, the world of the blue sun it picked out is in a galactic sector AB213. I'll search it for a clue. So this...
The whole planet!
I like that the mechanical librarian computer, it's not like... This, because of this reason, it's just like, here's a place, go.
It just shows you a picture. It doesn't even tell him where it is.
It said the sector.
It doesn't say that anywhere. He just figured it out.
Maybe it's talking and we're just not seeing it.
I hope
maybe
so.
Maybe there's more information. I don't know. So, he goes to search his planet. So then, after scanning all recorded possibilities, because it only takes a few minutes.
Why didn't they use this machine earlier?
I don't know. Mon-El says, I'll investigate that strange creature of far space that dies and then comes to life again. You others go and look into the techniques of revival shown in use on the world score. And Saturn Girl is saying, I'll go with you, Mon-El. You'll need my telepathic ability to obtain information from that creature. But she's thinking, I'm going to stay with Monel until I learn what he's concealing from us. And everybody else is just staring between them. Like, there must be an awkward moment. And she's like, I'm going too.
And then there must be an awkward pause where she's obviously...
You guys can't see me staring at her with the look of Saturn Girls. You know, she's not especially using a look. But I imagine that she is. Like, I'm going with you. Because she didn't ask. She's just saying that she is.
Yes. With you, because you can't be trusted.
Yeah, yeah. Just staring at him. Everyone else is just staring between them. Weird, and then they slowly back out of the room.
It's like a 2-minute staring silence.
Yeah. So then we cut to everyone going off on adventure to find...
This is cute.
To find a way to cheat death. So soon, there begins the greatest super search in the Legion's history.
Let's talk about these teams. Okay.
Okay.
Team one is Saturn Girl Monel. Monel's just hugging her around the waist. She's got a little space helmet on.
Yeah, and they're flying off into space.
Okay. Like, can't they take, like, a...
No.
No, okay. And then one is, like...
Monel, he don't need it.
Yeah. Like, you put this helmet on.
It's cute because they're flying away from a tiny Earth.
Yes! And then team two is, like, in a candy...
Yeah, team two is, like,
ship.
Sun Boy, Chameleon... Boy and Lightning Glass, I guess.
Yeah.
Or in this rocket that's shooting off.
Yeah.
And Team 3 is just Superboy by himself.
Yes.
So, that's pretty cute.
It's pretty
off an adventure
panel.
So, Monel is thinking, Saturn Girl suspects me, because she had just been staring at him for like 2 minutes straight in silence and invited herself along.
Yes.
Says, I must guard my thoughts or she'll learn my secret. It could mean death to her.
I bet she's just like... Like, this whole trip where he's, like, flying her, like, it's just silent.
Awkward silence between them.
Silent.
I like that it's, like, it could mean death to her. It's like, maybe he's gonna kill her.
Yeah.
Maybe Monel's gonna freak out and kill her.
That would make this the greatest issue ever.
It's probably not gonna
That's
happen.
That's not gonna happen.
Because we know what's gonna happen.
Yes.
But it's probably not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
But that'd be cool. Not that I want Saturn Girl dead. I like her a lot.
I do want I want their suspicions to actually make sense.
Yeah, I want someone to be really suspicious of someone and the other person to get really mad about it. You know?
Yes.
Why don't you trust me? We're on a team together. You're always judging me.
But you know what's interesting is, wasn't Saturn Girl one who was like going off and doing stuff and not trusting everyone and telling them stuff? You know? And that's what got Lightning Lad killed. Remember?
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't think that's intentional at all, guys.
Legion. Oh. So, Rocket Ship is thinking. Full speed to the world of score, Sun Boy. Remember, it's for Lightning Lad's life. So that could be one of two people. I don't know who. And Superboy is thinking, the blue sun, which is my destination, is at the farthest end of galaxy AB213, which they like to say because this is like the third time they've said it. But I must reach it. I must investigate the planet which circles it. So now we'll follow Superboy first because I guess he's an important character, Superboy.
Is he?
Superboy in general.
Okay.
Yeah. People like Superboy.
I guess he grows up to be someone.
I don't know who, though. I can't ever remember.
Yeah.
So, at awesome speed, Superboy hurtles through the cosmos until he reaches his goal. So he's flying towards a little yellow planet.
Yeah.
That he is... What is...
It's a binary
star
system.
Is he looking at it? Oh, what's going on? Is he super sighting it?
He is... Okay.
Is he super staring at it? What's going
on? He is super staring at it.
Okay.
But there is a planet there that he is super catching.
So like,
it's not a very good reference image for what he's doing.
Okay, so he's like, the blue sun is half of a double star, and the planet our records refer to moves in an orbit around both it and the orange sun. I think I see a city on that world. So, okay, I guess he is super visioning it, but a little confusing, because I hadn't read the bubble, I guess. So he's landing on a horrifying glass coffin world, and it's like, the planet is starting to move away from the orange sun towards the blue sun, but the people on this world all seem dead. So we're seeing, like, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 of the coffins on the ground.
Okay, you know what's more disconcerting to me?
What?
The doorways to their houses...
And they're just open?
Well, no, the doors to their houses could not possibly get into those buildings.
Like, they roll into them.
They have to, like, go in feet first?
They sleep in glass coffins on the street, all next to each other. So, who knows what they're doing inside their weird tiny houses? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't.
Who knows? Who knows? So, but again, he is seeing all these people and saying they all seem dead. I wouldn't think that they seem dead. I think that I would think that they seem asleep.
Hey, you know what? Are you saying that you're smarter than Superboy?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Did you go to super school?
No.
I don't think you did.
No. I can't build robots or anything.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He must be right.
Yes.
They must all be dead.
Yes.
So, then, as a strange planet enters the rays of the blue sun, so there's, like, a weird orange sun, it's going down, and the blue sun's coming up.
Yeah.
And all the people are waking up from their death.
Yawn!
And yawning. They're yawning and stretching. And, So Superboy is thinking, "Great Krypton, because of the different rays of their two suns, these people lie in death-like coma while their world is under the orange sun." Again, death-like coma, not death.
There's a difference, Superboy.
He does think that there's a spark of life in Lightning Lad right now, so he also thinks he's in a death-like coma.
So it's... I'm just worried about, like, if someone else dies in Superboy's life, he's going to be like, no.
Death-like coma, spark of life.
Yeah, they might still be in a coma, and it's like the body's decaying and stuff. Like, no, Superboy's dead.
Later on, that happens to him, right?
Oh my god.
I just unlocked all the mysteries of everything.
Oh my god. They should have known. Oh my god. I wish everything was dead right now. And I don't mean in a death-like coma.
With a spark of life.
With a spark of life inside. I mean actually dead.
Oh.
So wow.
Then they're revived by the rays of the blue sun. Maybe those rays could revive Lightning Lad.
No. Where is he getting...
That's how things work.
No. Okay. Okay. Let's say there's an alien planet.
Mm-hmm. I'm with
you. You find it.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, these aliens, aliens, specifically these aliens... on this planet have evolved in such a way so that when this blue sun hits them, they come out of their sleepy time.
Their death-like coma?
Their sleepy time.
Death coma.
Yes, death coma.
Okay.
So, what would make you think in your super little mind...
The answer to what you're going to say is everything.
That the rays from this...
Everything.
It's a completely different... Completely different planet.
Science.
Completely different species?
Science and everything.
Evolved in a completely different manner? Somehow the rays of that sun...
Their coffins look the same as ours.
You're right. Good point. Okay,
They're glass bed coffins.
You just Da Vinci coded that.
They also look exactly like humans.
Yes. So, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, presently...
Superboy...
Superboy is flying towards their blue sun... Says, if only I could take back a small part of blue sun with me.
So that if only, but you can... Oh, it doesn't stop him.
So that I can let its radiation play on Lightning Lad.
Mm.
Well, or maybe incinerate his body.
Well, yes! I've got one idea. Or maybe kill a million things.
Yeah. Says, well, I've got one idea how I may accomplish that feat.
No.
So he starts spinning. Because that's often the answer.
No! What he says does not make sense.
Spinning at terrific super speed, he creates a mighty solar eruption. I can buy that he could make a solar eruption.
No, who he just probably killed?
Everyone.
All the people on that little blue planet.
Hey, look, he's trying to revive his friend.
Okay.
And I want him to succeed.
Because, isn't when there's, a solar flare on our sun, doesn't it, just wreck shit?
It, knocks out. Sometimes it can knock out electrical
stuff. Imagine the thing that he's doing. Happening.
Well, it's a little one. It just, what he does here doesn't make sense. So, when this happens, when it's the Superboy is thinking, as he spins some sunness off of the sun.
Oh.
When this happens naturally, the glowing gases that erupt from a sun's surface are called prominences?
I guess that's
I like when
true.
I slow down for a word. I'm prominences.
We make fun of this
comic. I know, and then we can't read. Yeah. It's not often that I'm required to read out loud, I have to say. In my head, I just skip the words. I'm just kidding. He's like, but I've got to make them whirl so fast they erupt loose into space.
Sure.
Soon across space streaks the tiny blue sun created by Superboy. So he's swirled some sun off the sun.
Yeah, it looks exactly like a puffball.
He made a tiny sun. It's like, my scheme worked. I started this tiny sun hurtling in the right direction, and it will proceed on this path
this
like a
is
shooting
killing
star.
Me.
You don't think that could happen?
Okay, listen. One, he knows a dude named Sunboy. Couldn't he have just, got Sunboy, do the thing that this sun is doing at Lightning
Lad. Haven't we established that we're not entirely clear on Sunboy's power? It's to be hot, maybe.
Okay.
Or to make bright light. It is not to actually be a sun.
Okay, well, that's not... This is not how you make a tiny sun.
This is how you make a puffball.
You don't make anything. A beautiful blue giant this puffball. Way.
He's made a giant, beautiful blue puffball sun.
No! It doesn't
this
make
seems
sense.
Very scientific. So he brings his beautiful blue puffball sun back to Lightning Lad. He's just, like, hovering over his casket with it.
Tell the listeners how far away the sun looks like it is from it's Lightning like Lad's body.
3 feet tops. Yeah. It's like, he's on fire.
Yes.
They're it's not like, showing it, but.
There's like, it's like so, oh my gosh, he just took
a
sun.
He took a tiny sun and put it right up on your face.
Yes, like that seems like it's totally, like if he wasn't dead before, this would make him so dead.
Spark of life.
This would kill him times a
Nothing
million.
Nothing can kill his spark of life.
Because he's also not that alien. Ah!
Hey, he got like, didn't he get double attacked by lightning beast or something is how he got his powers? Boy can take a lot of stuff.
That's true. That's true.
He got maybe hit by a ship or a ray, and it still has a spark of life. So, I don't think a sun can kill him.
Okay, so, I guess not.
So finally, after bridging space, the test of Superboy's mighty effort comes on Lightning World, is him shining the sun on his friend's coffin.
His next panel!
So he's like, the radiation of my little sun, the same radiation that revived those people from their death-like coma, has been pouring down on Lightning Lad. Has it had any effect? Like, hours later.
Hours!
Hours, he just...
Hours later!
I like this panel, though, because he looks really like, aw, didn't work.
But then the sun is just still blazing behind him. He's just kind of leaning on the coffin like...
Oh, shucks. I really thought this was going to work.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Sun.
It's like, the radiation...
From another planet.
The radiation had no effect. I
hours.
Failed.
Hours later. I like... Okay, what if it's supposed to, it would work in, like, you know, a couple days of...
Well, he'll never know.
Why does he think he knows how much time...
is necessary for the tiny piece of sun he brought back from the alien world to revive his dead friend?
Yes.
You know, you can usually guess that kind of stuff. So...
it's like how much salt to put on something.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, a little bit.
A little bit.
And then you'll see what happens.
A pinch.
Yeah.
A pinch of blue sun on your dead body.
But I like, he's very responsible. He's like, I've got to return this tiny sun to the big sun from which I took it. That was my favorite part of the whole thing. He's going to return the little piece that he took. Says, but I won't give up, and maybe the others will succeed. So this, he had his unsuccessful adventure, and now he's going to go put the sun back.
I'm dying.
So next, we switch to Mon-El and Suspicious Saturn Girl. We see them flying towards a planet. And it says, how have the others fared in the cosmic search as Mon-El and Saturn Girl speed towards a distant world? And Mon-El's pointing at the distant world. That's not that distant because they're really near it.
So, yes. It's like the mountains are so tall you can see them like...
They're huge mountain ranges.
They're really far
They're
away.
Really big. Mon-El says, the planet ahead is the home of the Tarok creature.
Sure.
According to our records, this creature dies and then for some mysterious reason comes to life again. And Saturn Girl is thinking... I still can't understand why Mon-El would conceal the secret of reviving Lightning Lad. I wonder, is he jealous of Lightning Lad's fame?
She doesn't say anything to him out loud.
Silence.
Just silence.
And thinking.
Silence is just staring.
Yeah. Says, as they zoom down to the planet where the dreaded creatures dwell, so we see a bunch of, like, weird kind of birdy, dinosaur-y looking creatures standing on top of those giant rocks. Mon-El is yelling. There are the Tarok creatures. Now to find out how they can die and live again. But they're ferocious and we must be careful. Which I thought he was going to kill one. Because he was like, you got to find out how they die and live again.
We're going to see what happens
I think
there.
That... Yes. I got to say, okay. I think I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So Santa goes pointing. There comes one of the Taroks to attack us. And Mon-El's flying at it.
First thing she says to him.
Yeah, first thing she says. Because she doesn't want him to die she knows why he lied.
Yeah.
So he says, you stay here, Saturn Girl. I'm invulnerable, and it can't hurt me. So he's, like, jumping in to face off against this giant beast.
He's like, okay, yeah, you hit it.
Yeah, and it looks just like a weird bird dinosaur with scary man hands and a kind of snake face.
It looks very, like, Harryhausen. Like, I feel like in some kind of, like, Clash of Titans or something.
Oh, it looks like that?
There was some kind of beast that looks exactly like this.
Cool. Either way.
It or looks, horrible.
It's at least it's not dopey looking. This was supposed to be ferocious, and he looks ferocious-er than we've seen before.
I'll give you that.
Yes, He looks like he could mess you up. He's got giant fangs and claws and stuff. Okay. He looks real mad. Right. So Mile punches in the face. There, Mr. Beastie. This light tap should teach you not to molest humans.
Yeah.
To molest humans, guys.
Yeah.
Now I'll pick up Saturn Girl and we'll search till we find a dying Tarok.
Neither of them are humans.
Then we can see how it revives and lives again. Yeah, they like to say humans to mean anything shaped like them.
Okay.
So, I like okay. that he's like, we'll go find a dying one.
Next panel.
There's a dying one. I think he hit that one harder than he was pretending.
Yeah, he's like,
oh, look, there's a dying one right down there where the one that I just hit landed.
Yes, exactly. He's like, oh, this one, he died from old age, from natural, natural death.
Yeah, he's immediately like, it says a long search is finally rewarded, long as in, like, 1 second.
Yeah.
He's like, that old one fell to the ground when I hit it. He didn't say that part.
When I hit its death, when I beat its head in.
Yes, and seemed to die a natural death of old age, saying it very loudly to cover my tracks, and I killed this creature.
And he's, like, wiping his hands of blood.
And so Santa Girl says, but according to our records, it will live again. We'll watch. So
this is horrible.
Watching this dead thing. And it says, presently, a weird transformation occurs.
Okay, so what you see is, okay, there's the dead old one, and out of its back comes another one, like a baby one.
That's not...
That is so messed up.
But also, that's like, it had a baby. Yeah. Not that it's, you know, a phoenix.
Yeah.
Rising from the ashes or something.
That is messed up on a couple levels, though.
I wish that's how we had kids.
If, like, personally. A baby comes bursting
out of
you.
Just when I'm dead
and
I have to deal with it, it's like, sweet.
I'm
dead anyway, I don't care.
A little Kristen comes out of your back.
That's just the baby that I leave to the world.
Okay, well, I'll submit that to the scientists.
Okay.
And we'll work on it.
Get on that for me? That'd be great. That, or if I could just spit an egg out of my mouth, that'd be great, too.
That's good...
Just be done with it.
Oh, my God.
These are all my plans for my future children.
It's like Yoshi.
It's Piccolo from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, that, too.
You just... An egg out of the mouth.
Okay.
That's what I want. These are my dreams.
Okay, one day.
One day?
One day.
Okay.
You can talk to your husband about that.
Okay.
Okay.
So they've watched this horrifying tiny baby come out of dead thing.
Yes.
And Saturn Girl's like, look, a new young Tarok is born of the body of the one that died. Like the phoenix of old Earth legend.
That's not what the phoenix says.
No.
Not even close.
Says MLL says, but the dead Tarok remains dead. So this still gives us no clue as to how we can revive Lightning Lad. It's a terrible disappointment, though you must go back and report failure. So then they leave. And they're flying through space again.
He's a carrier.
All they did was get to go and, like, beat up an animal and then see something dead. So they're flying back, and he's got the cute waist armor on the waist. They're flying in silence because she wants to talk to him.
No, this is good.
Then Mon-El says, well, let's hope that maybe Superboy or the other Legionnaires have succeeded where we failed. And Saturn Girl's thinking.
She doesn't even reply, but in her head she's thinking.
She's like, Mon-El is making a detour in space so that we'll pass his home world of Daxam. Which, why is it that we'll pass it?
I think that they...
Typo?
I think it's a typo. I think they mean to say, so they won't
pass it. Okay. Right. I read that like 4 times. I was like, what?
Because the next panel, they're at...
he's flying a stranger at home to avoid his home planet. So then she's thinking, what did he discover there that he's so anxious to keep hidden?
Maybe they mean pass in the sense of like pass, like
making a space so that will pass his home world, Jackson, like pass it up, pass over,
pass away, pass over it.
Yeah, this is strangely worded or typo. Either way, we think they mean avoid.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense otherwise.
Yeah, so now they're back at Lightning Lad's beautiful glass coffin. And arriving on Lightning World, they find that Superboy has left a message on a piece of paper, because this is the future.
Yeah.
Superboy failed too, but is going to keep trying, and we must keep trying. There has to be some way to revive Lightning Lad, declares Mon-El.
Why do you leave a note?
He's like, I failed, gotta keep looking.
I do want to know what it says on it.
I hope it was taped to the top of the coffin.
That's not where you leave Taped on a dead
body. You'll see it here.
Oh, no.
You put it in the coffin, just on
his
head.
In his mouth.
There's no way they'll miss this.
Write it on his face.
Yeah.
Oh, Lightning Lad, you're so funny.
And then Saturn Girl's thinking, for a moment, in his agitation, Mon-El slipped and forgot to conceal his thoughts. I got his thoughts. And she looks really startled in the next panel. Yeah. She said, and I read in his thoughts that he could revive Lightning Lad right now, but doesn't want to. How can we ever succeed if Mon-El, our own comrade, is working against us?
Dun, dun, dun.
Ba-na.
End of part 1.
Yeah. and she looks really startled. So we didn't read the next part yet.
Yeah. So it's gonna be awesome. Yeah.
So now this is the point where we pause and now we sit and read in quiet silence.
Yeah.
Crying probably.
Yeah. Okay. So be back in a second.
In quiet silence, did I just say that?
Quiet.
As opposed to loud silence.
We shouldn't be allowed to make fun of this comic anymore.
I know. I'm tired and sick.
It's okay. Okay, be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just finished reading the second part. It's more magnificent than I could have imagined.
Yeah, yeah. And it is really, really goofy, but it still made me cry.
It's okay, Kristen. It's okay. They're not real.
They're real. So, okay. They're in the future, okay? It just hasn't happened yet.
Yes. So, that first cover image is, like, again, sort of here. It's the same sort of thing going on, but it's not the exact same image.
It's the same, like, cult with sticks and around their glass coffin friend.
He's got that headband.
He's touching circles on the coffin.
Yeah. And it says, across the length and breadth of the universe, the determined Legionnaires have searched for a way to revive Lightning Lad. But when at last a way is found, it faces them with a terrible question. The question of which superhero is to die for Lightning Lad. And then we learn who is the bravest Legionnaire.
So again, spoilers.
We haven't even gotten to that question yet.
We haven't gotten to this part where they know something and a sacrifice and something, but we know it's going to happen.
Okay.
So Chameleon Boy, everyone looks, well, Chameleon Boy looks really worried.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning Lass looks really worried. Saturn Girl looks kind of happy.
Mm-hmm.
Superboy looks kind of happy. Sun Boy looks kind of concerned. And Mon-El is just staring up into space.
Chameleon Boy is like, I didn't really know this guy.
Yeah. And Chameleon Boy is thinking, in a moment we'll know which one of us must die to bring Lightning Lass back to life. And so that's just the splash page. So we cut to the actual story because we haven't learned any of this information yet.
Yes.
We see the other group of people searching, Lightning Lass, Sun Boy, Chameleon, Horrible Prody group. And they're in their little rocket ship. It says, but what of the third group of Legionnaires who started out on the cosmic search? Let's look in on them. And Lightning Lass is saying, is there any chance of success, Sunboy? The mechanical librarian simply said that on the world of Score, a strange technique for reviving apparently dead people had been perfected.
Is Score like a brand of candy bar? Because I feel like it is.
I do not know.
I feel like that's a candy bar.
I only eat M&M's. So,
wow. I'm learning so many weird things about you.
That's not even true.
I was like, okay, good, that's not true.
You, I mean, candy bars in front of you like dozens of times, probably.
Okay, good.
That was such a strange statement that you believe
it. I just believe it because you're so weird.
Okay,
anyways.
Only M&M's. So Sun Boy says, it might revive your brother, but Score is far. As soon as we're out of the solar system, we'll use full speed. Why didn't somebody faster go? They have who were crazy fast.
Nope.
Anyway, Chameleon Boy's just driving, I guess. So he's like, and his horrible blob is on the control panel. So you see the little ship circling around a planet. It says, fate suddenly interrupts the urgent mission of Lightning Lass, Sun Boy, and Chameleon Boy. Listen, a radio alarm bulletin, says the ship. I like when I don't know who's saying it. Someone in the ship.
So
we hear the call. It says, Interplanetary Post Office calling for help. We're threatened by a frightful danger. And then this gets amazing.
Yes.
So Lightning Lass is having none of this.
Wow.
She's like, we're not far from the Interplanetary Post Office, but if we answer that call, it'll delay our mission. We can't do it. Not with my brother's life in the balance. He's already dead.
He's been dead for months.
For months and months.
They literally said many months.
She's like, people are gonna die if we don't help. My brother, who's been dead for months, it's important that we do this today. Today.
The Sun Boy is like, sorry, but we have no choice.
Yeah, so he's
and he's
reasonable.
Like, he's got her by the shoulders.
Yeah, dramatic.
I hope he's shaking the hell out of her.
We're Legionnaires. We took a vow to help others, no matter at what cost to ourselves. Remember? She's like, I remember. Sob. We have to do our duty.
Do you remember that your brother's been dead for many months is what the sentence should have been.
Months? What's today gonna matter? We can go to Score tomorrow.
Yeah. So later.
Yeah, later.
Right after this.
He's still gonna be dead. He's not gonna be deader.
Yeah.
Because he's dead.
He's been
dead. And there's not really deader than dead.
Yes.
There is a spark of life, though. And we don't know how long that spark of life lasts. So.
Neither did they.
The great interplanetary post office, center of all mail between worlds. Is it because they just use paper mail, or it's not a signal? Okay, whatever. Is attacked
I just want
by
parcels. Parcels.
Like electronic message? Oh, yeah. I guess. Oh, if you're sending something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll buy that.
Come on. Okay. Amazon Fresh in the future.
Okay, okay. So, it is attacked by a weird menace indeed. Indeed. So, we're seeing the Interplanetary Post Office, which is a...
It's a target.
Yeah, it's got a giant target on the top of it.
In the future, Target has taken over the postal service.
I can see that happening.
I buy it, yeah.
Well, it's being attacked by dragons. Like space dragons.
I also buy that.
Yeah, okay. So, great jumping suns. Look at those creatures. They're space serpents, able to live in space and to eat metal and stone. They must be from another universe.
After seeing that other monster, the artist is just like, never mind, I'm just going to draw a dragon.
Dragons and spurs.
It's like the dragon that you see in like the map, the pirate map.
Yeah, it does look like that.
It's like, here there be dragons, this is that dragon.
They've already eaten a hole in the post office wall. Get your spacesuit on, Lightning Lass, we must act. Why is he just telling her to get her spacesuit on?
God, Lightning
Lass. Does Chameleon Boy not need one? I don't know what his shape... I don't understand it. If his shape-shifting powers mean he can do, like, whatever. I guess it must make lungs that can breathe.
We'll see in a second about how inconsistent they are with spacesuits.
Okay. So, now we see them flying down. Well, now we see Chameleon Boy in a suit. Well, whatever. He just felt like bossing Lightning Lass. Anyway.
Because he knows... So. She's nuts.
She's gonna take the ship and fly.
Yeah, she's gonna go see my brother.
So we see Sunboy and Lightning Lass flying at the dragons. It says, as Sunboy and Lightning Lass turn their superpowers loose on the monsters. And Sunboy says, as I figured, those creatures of cold, dark space don't like radiant heat. Which is his power, I guess.
And most things don't like really hot.
It's true. And I'm setting it on fire. It doesn't like that. I'm surprised. And
just as I thought.
And Lightning Lass is like, nor lightning. They're recoiling. Indeed, most things don't enjoy lightning hitting them. So, but Chameleon Boy, who has entered the post office, is alert to a remaining danger. And some guy's just yelling at him. One of those, I like this guy, he is really upset.
Yeah.
It's like, one of those fantastic creatures has eaten into our rocket mail room.
Rocket mail room.
We sealed the door to avoid all our air escaping, but two of our men are caught in there. So, oh, those guys are in there. And,
Kristen, that gets
these
you.
Brave mailmen.
These brave
sacrifice themselves mailmen to save
who
the other
have been,
mailmen.
Been,
work for Target.
Space dragons.
Yeah. So, Chameleon Boy says, maybe my pet Prody, who doesn't have to breathe air, can decoy the creature back outside. And, he's thinking, Prody, he's thinking to Prody, Prody, imitate one of those space serpents. So. He's gonna decoy the creature back outside. Okay.
Oh, I like the little. There's these little mailboxes you can see in the background.
Oh, Earth, say, Mars mail, Venus, Pluto mail,
Saturn something mail,
Jupiter hell mail. I don't know what it says. It's H-E.
What planet starts with H E?
Hell.
Hmm.
Hell. Jupiter sends mail to hell. So,
okay.
The loyal pet Prody, whose protoplasmic body can imitate anything, follows Chameleon Boy's orders. He's just setting his pet into danger.
Yeah.
So basically, he tells Prody to turn into a little one of those dragons and trick the other dragon. So it's working. Prody imitating a small space serpent is pretending to flee fearfully outside, and the big space serpent got panicky and followed him. So now the hole in the wall can be patched and air can be pumped in again. So the guy chased it. But meanwhile, Prody has to like run forever.
Yeah.
This dragon's dead. After him. They don't touch on that though. We'll assume Prody somehow circled back.
Okay.
Anyway, later after the wall's repaired, so we see some dude. Who
did that take?
Where did that guy come from? I didn't notice him last time I was reading this. He's like, he's got a pretty nice outfit on.
It's Namor.
His head looks like Namor. Doesn't he look like he's someone?
Yeah.
Like, he gave him his own little costume. Hmm. He looks like somebody. He's like, these two men were frozen when the air brushed out. They're dead. Unfortunately, your great feat came too late. Way to go.
This is the Target
Failed
doctor.
Failed us.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Target doctor, I guess. Target male doctor.
But, okay, wait a second. So they're saying, okay, we patched up the hole, now we're going to check these bodies.
Yeah.
But, like, couldn't they just grab the bodies and then not just wait for them to, like...
Well, the serpent was in there. They couldn't get in there.
And then they got the serpent to go out the hole.
Then they had to pat. Well, they froze when really, they would have been sucked out into space.
Yeah,
right?
That.
But instead, they froze because space is cold. So they're trying to say there was a hole. It froze those people immediately. They didn't know they were dead. There was a serpent everywhere. They're like, we gotta get in. We gotta get that serpent out so we can help those people. Got the serpent out. Close the hole. And they're like, oh, crap, these guys are already dead. So...
I don't know. These brave male men. I was with you for the whole issue, but now I got to this, and I'm just not sure anymore about how believable.
Oh, you were with everything else?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay. Well, Sunboy says, they might still be saved. We'll take them to score with us.
Sure. They're saving everyone else.
They can save
else.
Anyone, yeah.
Yeah. We might as well.
Yeah. The scientists there are said to have a new revival technique we're interested in. Billions of people should be flying to score.
Yes.
To save loved ones right now.
Yeah, no one uses the library anymore.
It's only... If they all had a... What was a mechanical librarian?
I bet everyone does, but they're too busy on Twitter and Tumblr.
They don't think to look it up?
They don't look anything up.
Damn those kids.
They could have just been going to the chocolate candy bar planet of score. Oh, I'm seriously going to look this up. Hold on.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the score candy bar.
Oh, now you think
it is
a candy bar.
It is
Hershey's score.
Hershey's score.
Well, now you know.
First marketed in the U.S. in 1981 and later in Canada.
Well, in the future.
Under the name Rutnam.
In the future, they get their own planet.
Okay.
That has mastered death.
They look like these guys that are bald. I guess only this guy.
Yeah. Well, when were they? We're not there yet.
Okay,
so.
Just remind me about this guy.
I'm just like, with two lifeless men aboard it, the Legion ship speeds to a far planet.
They just took these bodies. So, don't they have family?
No. They're space mailmen. They devote everything to their job. They've given up all ties with family and friends.
They left their bodies to post office science.
Yes. So their ship is flying towards the planet. It says, I spoke by radio to Scorian officials. They say to bring the bodies to their science foundation. So that's great that these guys want to help. And they're not like, get away, aliens! We have secrets of anti-death, but we will share them, I guess. They're okay with sharing them. That's nice. They should keep them. They should hoard them.
Kristen?
Only for themselves.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I would. If I ever mastered death.
Well, you're going to see why it doesn't matter in a second.
So, someone else in the ship, because we don't know who's saying anything here. If they can revive these dead men, we can try the same process on Lightning.
That's kind of lightningless.
I don't know. She could have said the first thing. I don't know. That's anyway. True. In the Science Foundation of Score, scientific wizardry is performed. So,
no,
sure.
It's science.
No, it's scientific wizardry.
It's science.
Wizardry. So
those are words that aren't the same.
Science wizardry. So, they're in a room, a sciencey-looking room, and they are putting one of the dead bodies into a weird glowing
shell
capsule shell thing.
Yeah.
And some bald guy is saying, we found that men frozen to death can be revived by the powerful radioactive force in that capsule, which starts frozen cells functioning again.
Okay. Very specific type of death.
If you are frozen to death,
yeah,
this radiation can save you.
Frozen to death.
And somebody's like, if it only works.
I think he means to say...
If only it works,
or something.
If it only works.
Okay,
that's
if you
the
say
sentence.
It weirdly Britishly, okay.
Sure, some boy's a weird boy.
Okay, but remember this bald guy in this panel.
So, hours later, and the guy in the cap, the dead, previously dead guy sitting up, says, what happened? Where am I? And Lightning Lass looks ecstatic, and especially cute, by the way.
Yeah,
she's like, it worked! It'll revive my brother! Assumptions. Anyway.
Yes. And he's blonde now.
Wasn't he not? Oh, yeah, his hair was white because he was dead. No, because he was frozen.
You think?
Frozen white hair.
They both
Yeah.
I hope they revived that other guy, too.
They
just showed the one guy.
The other guy's not important.
Okay.
So they ran off with the capsule after that. So so the bald scientist says...
Punch everyone in the face?
Yeah.
Run!
The bald scientist says, I hope so, but from what you told me, the atoms of his body may have been permanently damaged. And if so, it might not work. But we'll give you a radium capsule to try.
Okay.
So back to Lightning World.
Wait, so... Okay.
Lightning World.
Okay, yeah. Freezing ray. Like, so they told this bald doctor guy that, like, okay, he was hit by a...
Was it a freezing ray? I cannot retain what
deadly,
killed
it was
Lightning
a deadly
lad.
Freezing ray.
Deadly ray. What kind of ray?
It was a freezing ray.
It says fatally stricken. Was it a freezing ray?
It was.
Okay, I believe you because I can't remember otherwise. Now all I remember is like the picture of the like weird piece of metal. That's all it is to me now.
It's like a giant piece of metal is what killed him, but everyone else is like, no, he was hit by a freezing ray.
Pretty sure I saw metal hit him upside the head.
So
back to Lightning World.
Okay.
With soaring hopes speed the three Legionnaires. And so they're back, because it only takes one panel to get back. And they're placing Lightning Lad's corpse inside this thing. I like how many times they have to manhandle a dead body in this issue. So Lightning Lad says, soon he'll be speaking, moving, living again.
You shush.
And Seroy says, it'll be wonderful to have Lightning Lad, most gallant of us all, back in the Legion.
You shush too.
Yeah.
Man.
So they're all gathered around.
Guys.
4 hours afterwards, when the capsule is opened, it failed. He's still lifeless. Oh, so Lightning Lad. I assumed it was that dramatic because her brother's still dead. So he's just laying there, still dead. And now he's been radiated by a sun and a weird
capsule. Nice!
If he comes back to life, he's going to be so radiated.
He's
gonna be
full of cancer.
Yeah. So Sunboy says, then what the Scorian scientist feared, that his very atoms were damaged, must be true.
He would be so dead if he wasn't already dead.
Yeah. He's like,
you're lucky he was dead.
You're lucky he's got the spark of life.
Yeah, that's fucking invincible.
And Superboy says, the scientists of Scor couldn't help us. Even the great scientists of Mon-El's homeworld of Daxam couldn't. But we won't give up the quest for a cure.
It's not a cure!
It's not a cure for dead! It's not a cure! You want to go against nature! It's not a cure.
I would be pissed if... I hope they don't tell anyone else on the planet about...
That they figured this out?
Well, that, like, they're doing this for this one person
that
died.
No one else, yeah.
It's like, what about my child?
Yeah. My child at the tender age of two who died.
Yes.
Oh, well. They should have been Lightning Lad.
Yeah, they should have been Gallant Lightning Lad.
Gallant Lightning Lad. So, Saturn Girl looks pissed and silent. She's thinking... I'm certain the scientists of Daxam did tell Mon-El how to revive Lightning Lad, but he won't admit it. I'm going to find out. And this is where it starts to get amazing.
Well, first, Mon-El's hair takes a turn for the worse.
Oh, yeah. So Mon-El in this, it's like he's got the weirdest hair. And sometimes, I don't know if it's like a coloring accident that keeps happening. They keep kind of not coloring in blue where there should be blue, because his hair is black and then the highlights are blue.
Yeah.
And then it just looks like he's an old man with a bald spot, and he's combed over some of it over
his
forehead. It keeps happening. It's happened quite a few times in this issue. Mm-hmm. But it looks especially amazing in this panel.
Yes.
So, Mon-El has a receding hairline, is what we're seeing.
Yes.
He's super in so many ways, but then he can't help his receding hair.
No, it's not even receding. It's like weirdly.
I know, it's like on his forehead. It looks like it's like the weirdest like bang comb over, but on his forehead, not his head.
It's like it's like a widow's peak, but then like it combed it forward, and then
there's
three
strands. Or
it's like
he's got fashionable bangs, but he didn't brush them right. And
yeah, only
together.
Three of them.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Okay.
So that's just what future hairstyles look like.
Speaking of combing. We've had setbacks, but we're not through. We must comb the whole universe.
Oh.
Searching out every possibility of the revival of the every possibility of revival of the mechanical librarian indicated, and Superboy just like flies away.
Superboy's saying that as he flies away.
Okay.
And Saturn Girl says, I remember how a distant world that might hold the secret, blah, blah, blah. Saturn Girl says, I remember now a distant world that might hold the secrets, Mon-El. If you take me there. She's like, I suddenly remembered that I did know someone who could stop death.
This works.
This works. And as Mon-El again zooms across space with Saturn Girl, he's cutely holding her tight around the waist again. And he's got a space helmet on suddenly.
Yes.
And he says, is this the direction? And there's like an asterisk. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And underneath it says, although invulnerable. Oh my god, I can't say it. Oh my god, you have to read this part.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, although invulnerable, Mon-El wears a radio helmet so that he can communicate in space where there is no air to carry ordinary sound waves.
That's a message from the editor.
But how was he talking before?
He was talking. But she wasn't answering, so I was like, could she not hear him? Was all I was thinking.
But, like, they could use telepathy, and you could think about it. It doesn't make any sense. Why would they do this now?
The whole last issue, they were flying around, and flying around, he didn't have a helmet on, he was talking, she wasn't talking, she had a helmet on. Now he needs a helmet to talk.
Was she just silent because she couldn't hear what he was saying?
Let's say that, because otherwise she's a giant bitch.
But then he's also a weirdo that's just like talking
to space. Bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah,
maybe bah, that's bah, what he bah. Likes.
And she's just like,
I don't know why he won't. Oh, I can't hear him. He just keeps talking.
I hate this guy. And he's being really suspicious.
Yeah, and he won't stop talking. And I can't hear him.
So Monel's going, is this the direction? And she's like, yes, keep going. We're passing close to the world Daxon.
Oh, she's thinking this.
Yeah, she's thinking
this. We're passing close to the world Daxon, which is what I really wanted. Now to make Monel take me to Daxon by secretly opening a valve that'll let my tank's oxygen leak out.
She is so badass.
Yeah, she's like,
this is the best part of the
issue. She's lied about knowing some secret of death. Secret against death.
Yes.
And it's like, we have to go this way, which conveniently takes us near Daxon. And I'm going to pull the cord on my thing so my oxygen starts leaking out. So he has to stop on Daxon or I'll die.
Yeah.
This is her plan.
She's a genius.
Yeah. So this is a minute later, and she's like passing out in her suit, and Monel looks super concerned. She's like, Monel, my oxygen, it's all gone. You don't need to breathe in space, but I'm suffocating. And he's like, hang on, Santa girl. We're near Daxon. I'll take you to the air there at super speed. So that's pretty badass.
Wow. Girl.
Like, damn.
This is the second time she's had an amazing plan that totally works, and she completely tricks everyone.
Yeah.
Remember? That's how Lightning Lad died. She completely tricked everyone except Lightning Lad.
Yeah.
Man.
So then soon, Saturn Girl wakes in the Great Medical Center of Daxon. Like, she's almost died. She legit almost died in this plan.
To save Lightning Lad.
No.
And tell Mana to go fuck himself.
So we see her, like, sitting up slowly in a little hospital bed.
Yeah.
And we see Monel's back and a doctor's back because they're, like, talking further in the room. Mm-hmm. And Monel says, you're sure she's all right, doctor? And the doctor says, yes, Monel. You saved her by getting her into an atmosphere fast. But what about your friend Lightning Lad? Conveniently that I'm talking about right now. Did you revive him with that method I told you about?
Conveniently happened to be the exact same doctor that you spoke to.
Yeah, he only has one doctor.
Also, this hospital looks exactly like a hospital, like, on Earth.
Oh, yeah, it does. It's a nice background, though. For as far as sometimes it's just a void of space.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is your little windows, little bars.
I like the next background. This is good.
Oh, yeah, she's got a little thing by her bed with a spoon.
There's a spoon.
And a cup. And what looks like a pack of cigarettes.
Yes.
Saturn Girl smokes.
So
I love this. So just cut. Saturn Girl's just pointing at Monel and accusatory look on her face. And she's like, I was right. You did learn of a way to revive Lightning Lad. How could you conceal such knowledge from us?
I like your Saturn Girl voice.
Yeah. I like my Saturn Girl voice is deeper.
Yes.
Than a girl voice.
How could you do this?
How could you do this? It's her accusatory voice.
So Monel is looking very
Monel
sad.
Monel is super sad. And he's like, I'll explain to you and all the other Legionnaires. But first, let's go back to Lightning World. So I like that he's like, I'm not going to explain right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to fly awkwardly through space again together while I don't tell you yet. But I like this panel because she's in a cute, like, nighty.
She's like, it's a little hospital, but just, like, got a little lace on top of it.
A little lacy bit.
It's cute.
And it's just cute because you never see her or anything else.
Yes.
So I was like, she's in a little clothes.
Aww. But it's also cute because, like, it's like, okay, well, let's go back to Legion World. That means that there's, like, a weird silent trip.
Lightning World, not Legion World. That's different.
Crap. Let's go back to Lightning World. And that means there's like a long, silent, weird trip where he didn't explain anything.
And he's like, man, she just like tried to kill herself on purpose to catch me in a lie.
He's like, damn.
Damn, I better tell the truth.
Damn. Don't mess with Saturn.
Yeah, so they're back on planet now. Yeah. And you see Lightning Lad coughing dead behind them. And
setting.
For setting. Dramatic lighting going around. So Manel says, you call the other Legionnaires. I've got to prepare an apparatus I'll need. And Saturn Girl says, I don't understand, but I'll summon them. He's like, sure, whatever.
Sure. All right, caught you.
Yeah.
With my tricks.
Yeah. So later, when the other Legionnaires are recalled from their quests, we see Camille Boy and Lightning Lass and Saturn Girl a weird man and another weird man in a glass coffin and Monel. And Saturn Girl says, why, those are androids you've made. One is living, one lifeless. He made two androids in the time it took them all to get back there.
One is living.
One is living, one lifeless.
What?
He didn't put the spark of life into one of them.
What the fuck? Monel also has control over life and death.
Yes.
But also, remember that doctor I mentioned on that one planet, Score?
Uh-huh.
Looks exactly like these androids.
What, does it? Let me see. Oh, not exactly.
Whatever.
It is a bald man, I will give you
that. He has a prominent forehead.
It is just a bald forehead.
Whatever. That is exactly what that dude looked like.
It's just a bald man.
Whatever. Anyways.
So,
weirdly, like, where did you get this coffin? Is that Lightning Lad's coffin?
They just punched like, Lightning Lad onto the ground.
Is he, like, all, like, flopped over?
His corpse is just
flopped.
Look, this is the same. His corpse can lay on the ground for a little bit. It already got double irradiated. I think it can handle the ground for a few minutes.
They propped him up against the wall in like a corner.
Had a weekend at Bernie's with him. Yes. And to a party. We just rolled him over to the side. It's fine.
So
it's fine. So yeah. Mon-El says, okay, so there's a weird dead android in the coffin.
Dead? Does that make sense?
It is lifeless. It is without life.
Ah, I'm dying!
And a live android with his hand on the coffin holding that weird baton.
I'm afraid.
The baton of legend. The baton from the many spoilered covers.
Yes.
And Mon-El says, watch, they're about to demonstrate the only method that will revive Lightning Lad. By the way, the only method, maybe not the only, you guys only searched like 5 planets.
That's true.
It's a pretty big universe. Good I'm just point. Saying. Probably not the only
No, method. Daxam is the smartest planet okay. there ever was, ever.
That's a lie.
Yeah, it
because
is a lie.
The person from the smartest planet ever isn't even here.
Yes.
Anyway, Saturn Girl says, don't be frightened, Prody, because the horrible blob is, like, on Chameleon Boy's shoulder. Like,
is that Saturn Girl talking?
Yeah. She's there.
I thought that was Chameleon Boy.
No, it's coming from her.
Sure.
So they're watching, because they're like, what the hell is going on with these dead android, live android?
Like, what?
Yeah, so they're
I
watching.
Can't handle this.
I know. I was like, the lightning was finally, so, okay, so we see the weird android holding the baton, and, like, it's being struck by lightning, the baton is. But, so the weird live android holding a stick is being struck by lightning, and his hand is on the coffin of the dead android. And Mon-El says, the lightning was finally attracted by his metal wand, and is being conducted through his body into the coffin that holds the lifeless android. Next panel is also kind of horrific. So, the once live android is like, busted up, dead on the ground. She's all ripped apart, looks so dead. He's dead, and the other android that was in the coffin is sitting up and carefully removing the lid.
This is like that movie AI all over again, and I can't handle it.
Look, sometimes androids die.
No! No, they don't! What?
Sometimes they die so that other androids can live. Or
oh
something.
My god! Or so that you can weirdly set up a demonstration yeah. for your weird friends
yeah.
who can't handle that their friend is dead.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Look, everyone knows android life is way less important than people life. That's not true. I like android life way better. Anyway.
Man, okay, yet again we have the Legionnaires killing a robot in a really terrible way.
And this time, like, it wasn't even necessary.
In the most messed up
way. He could have explained this with his words without having to kill or bring to life any androids. Right? He could have just what said, someone has to hold a metal stick and get hit by lightning and die. For Lightning Lad to come back. I said it in a sentence.
No, he has to play
robot.
God.
He had to play God. So
Mon-El, you've gone too far.
So no one's horrified by this at all.
No.
So Mon-El explains. The lightning which flashed through the living android took his life force with it and reanimated the lifeless android. But the android who acted as a conductor is dead. Since it is impossible for an android life to restore a lifeless human, one of us humans must die to revive Lightning Lad. So, he's confirming their stance on androids.
Yeah.
That they are less than people.
Yes. And maybe if he wasn't such a bigot, they could save Lightning Lad.
I know. Did you ever try with a robot life? Yeah. By the way, don't kill robots.
Yeah, don't kill robots, you horrible... That's why Prody's freaking out in that first part. Like, oh my god, they will kill anything.
They're just... This is a demonstration. He could have made a PowerPoint. Yeah, instead he's killing androids.
Why?
So Saturn Girl looks shocked, and she's talking to Mon-El, who looks a bit stunned. And,
yeah, he does.
He's been playing God. The power has gone to him.
Wow.
So Saturn
Why
Girl,
are his, like, his gold medallions are getting lower. They're, like, on his nipples now. Right?
They are a little low. Well, maybe they've been like that. Oof. I don't know. So Saturn Girl's like, then that's why you concealed the revival secret and said there was no way we could revive Lightning Lad. You meant to sacrifice yourself alone.
That's an assumption she jumped to.
Yeah, and he jumps right on board. He's like, I had that thought. Dot, dot, dot. but couldn't get away from you all to do it secretly, which is like really like, I wasn't going to do that, but it sounds really brave, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to do that.
Yeah.
But that's nice. Manel was going to secretly sacrifice himself for
if he was.
Anyway, he was probably. Manel's real nice.
Yeah, oh,
but he's
okay,
not playing God with Android's life.
The next conversation, speaking of playing God.
Yeah, so.
Pretty Super, awesome.
Superboy's like, but Manel, you and I are super. It couldn't kill one of us.
We're
above
super.
These people.
Kristen, you and I are super.
We are. I'm an android, though, so I don't even factor into this.
Oh, my God.
Someone else says, it couldn't kill one of us, too, but would drain our life forces so that, even though living, we'd live in a death-like coma. Lightning Lad can only live again if one of us dies.
Wait.
But which?
Okay. If they're saying that they would be put into a death-like coma but not really die, doesn't that mean that Lightning Lad is also somehow super? Because yeah. He was put into a death-like coma?
He just
coma?
Has the spark of life left, okay? It's not the same as being
this
super.
This issue is killing me inside.
You don't understand science.
I guess not. So, Saturn Girl, being a badass, she's like, I'll be the one. After all, it was my fault Lightning Lad was killed.
Because of Lightning Lad.
And somebody's like, no, I'll do it. Lightning Lad was my best friend.
Aww. Oh, that's cute.
He was? I didn't know that, but okay.
Superboy's like, there's only one fair way. We'll each hold up a wand, and whichever one of us the lightning chances to strike will be the sacrifice. Each of you get a sealed wand.
No, who didn't say shit there?
Chameleon Boy. Not a word.
He didn't say shit. He didn't say, oh, yeah, he's my friend.
He's just in the background. I like the Superboy's yeah. like, okay, well, we'll all potentially sacrifice ourselves.
Now, Chameleon Boy can't say shit.
Yeah, he can't be like, I was not down for this when I joined the club.
Yes.
I don't remember saying that I'll exchange my life for someone who's already dead.
Yeah.
I didn't sign that contract.
I didn't make that vow.
Yeah.
You guys were the vowing people.
You vowed like 50 times in this issue. I didn't make a single vow. Did anybody hear me vow? I was just enjoying my pet.
Yeah. Chameleon Boy likes his pet, doesn't like holding steel wands up to lightning.
Yeah, yeah, so...
For the record.
Yeah, so we all know. But he's stuck now, because he's not going to be... He can't be the only douche there, like, ooh, guys!
Oh, my God.
I mean, I like Lightning Lab, but I gotta go.
I can't,
so,
I mean...
he's stuck.
Wow.
So,
Man, Super Bowl.
Yeah, so, cut to Saturn Girl, crouching somewhere off alone, painting things. Says, but Saturn
Where'd she
Girl...
Where'd she get this paint?
No, it doesn't matter. So, but Saturn Girl, feeling responsible for Lightning Lad's death, is determined she will be the sacrifice.
Man!
And, so she's thinking, this wand I'll hold will look like steel when I'm done painting it, but underneath it's duralum, a metal which has a greater attraction for lightning than any other element. And, so she's painting one of those rods blue. Which, where did she get the rod? Where did she get the paint? I like that it's a little paint bucket and a little paintbrush, too.
What the problem is that the paint bucket...
Is white.
Is white.
She's like white painting blue. She's yes. painting the rod blue,
yes.
but the paint in the paint bucket is white.
There's a lot of problems
blue
with
future.
This. Also, I was with them up until the paint bucket.
Also, Abomination Prodi is walking towards her in the background.
Or he's walking away from her towards
Oh, away?
Cave.
Okay, well.
I don't. You can't tell because of the blob.
Yeah, she's going, Prodi, where are you going? Come back. So yeah, he's jogging off into a cave. And so she follows. She's like, as she follows the runaway chameleon pet into twisting caverns, she calls, Prodi, come here!
And this next bubble is the most spoilery thing.
No, I had no idea what was going to happen. I'm just kidding.
It's just terrible.
So she's thinking, I can't tell where he is in these winding caverns. I hope I don't have trouble finding my way out of this maze so I can take part in reviving Lightning Lad.
Why would you do this?
She's just saying she hopes she doesn't completely miss the revival of her boyfriend by being lost in these caves that she was just enticed into going into by a weird shape-changing blob monster. What? I don't see anything weird there. What?
You know what? This whole issue, I would have been, like, way more impressed if they'd not done that whole word bubble, that thought bubble
and
right
the
there.
And the spoilers on every cover?
Yeah, yeah. I'll even give you the spoils on every cover if they've just taken this part out. Anyways.
On the plus side, it's a nice dramatic looking panel.
It is.
She's in a cavern, it's real dark
and
moody.
She looks like Nancy Drew.
Yeah, it's cool. So now we cut to finally they're doing the thing on the cover.
Jesus.
They're all standing around.
Look at Chameleon Boy's
coughing.
Face.
Chameleon Boy looks like he doesn't want to be
He looks like, why am I doing this? This is peer pressure at its worst. I'm going to die for this guy I don't even care about.
Oh my gosh. So it says, but minutes later, a solemn group of legionnaires makes the great attempt. So they're holding their weird rods up to the dramatic lighting sky around the coffin of their dead friend, and they're all touching it. And he's got his fancy headband on.
Nice.
And
poor Buzz, poor corpse.
I know. And Superboy's thinking, which one of us will be... Oh, I'm sorry. Sit again. So Superboy is thinking, which one of us will the lightning hit? Which? And the terrible question is soon answered, and we see it striking Saturn Girl, and she's dramatically, like, falling over. And Sunboy says, it was Saturn Girl! Oh! I love when there's O-O's and O's, and kind of O is great.
I like Sunboy saying O.
I imagine it was like that.
Yes.
And Superboy says, the lightning burned the steel coating from the Duralim wand. She deliberately sacrificed herself. She was the bravest of us all.
Yep.
So, Lightning Lad is sitting up in his coffin. Says, and as Lightning Lad revives from his lifeless state... And Lightning Lass has, like, got her arm around him.
She's like, yeah, my brother. Yeah, she looks, fuck that other bitch.
Yeah, she looks super happy. And she's like, and Lightning Lad is like, what happened? I remember Zarian's ray hitting me, but apparently didn't kill me. And I saved Saturn Girl. But where is she? Like,
Superboy is like right in the, she's gone. She sacrificed herself for you, Lightning Lad.
He looks really distraught. Lightning Lad's like,
a moment later, I don't want to live at the expense of Saturn Girl's life.
And I died for her.
She died for me.
Yeah. But then Monel's pointing in horror at a blob on the ground.
Oh my god, his face.
His face looks horrified.
Nice.
He's like, wait, look there. It isn't Saturn Girl's body. It's Prody.
He looks like he's about to throw up.
Yeah. Prody, who can imitate anything, must have imitated Saturn Girl. Now, in death, he's changed back to his protoplasmic form. So can you imagine the sight of fucking Saturn Girl getting hit by lightning? And it's like a terrible blob. So Saturn Girl comes running out of the cave the
looking
next moment.
Thrilled.
She's ecstatic. She looks like she's skipping.
Yeah.
She's like, Lightning Lad, alive! Then you legionnaires went ahead without me. I was looking for Prody and got lost in the cavern.
It looks like she's happy they went ahead without her. Like, she's like, she should, from her vantage point, someone should be dead.
Yeah.
She doesn't see Lightning Lass there. She's like, good, that bitch died. I'm like,
well, she might be looking and not seeing anyone dead, like, because she doesn't consider this horrible blob a person. Oh, and so she doesn't see him either, because he's on the ground. He's a weird goo blob now. A dead goo blob.
I'm assuming that she thinks Lightning Lass is dead and she doesn't
She must be able to see everyone. She just thinks no one's dead. That's what
somehow.
And no one's dead and her boyfriend's alive.
Whatever. Hey, they're not together yet.
Boyfriend.
Spoilers.
You live and die for each other. That's boyfriend and girlfriend.
They're just really good legionnaires.
Okay. So Monel's like, Prody must have deliberately decoyed you in there so that he could imitate you and take your place. And die. I was laughing so hard when I read that. So now Saturn Girl's crying. Like, Prody was devoted to me and had telepathic powers. He must have read my mind that I intended to give up my life for Lightning Lad, and he took my place. I'll never forget you, Prody. Your sacrifice brought a hero back to life. And Lightning Lad looks like, thanks, all of you. He's not saying it like that. You risked your life for me. I'll try to be worthy of what you've done, I guess.
It's like, I don't care about that blob, so...
Like, I guess this is a good ending. Yay! Alive!
So, Prody... Mm-hmm. Okay, androids cannot bring people back to life because they're not alive enough, but Prody
can.
Is alive enough...
To bring a person back to life, which means he was like a person.
Even though Chameleon Boy treated him like a pet.
Yeah. Also, Chameleon Boy, not upset that his pet's dead.
Yeah, doesn't care.
Nope. I guess off-panel, he could be sobbing.
Yeah, it doesn't look
gross
like that.
Sobbing, but they want to concentrate on the fact
I think Chameleon Boy is glad he isn't dead for this guy he doesn't give a shit about.
Oh my god, because I didn't volunteer for this.
He's like, woo!
Thanks, Prody, because,
best possible solution.
I'm glad I had that pet.
Oh, it sucks about my pet, but great.
And even though this was all very silly, I was totally crying. I was totally crying during this stupid ending.
Aww,
Lightning Man came back, yay!
Yeah, I'm glad he's not dead anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really surprised he came back. I mean, it's not like they told us it was going to happen.
From the beginning
like
of 50 the super
times,
thing.
Yeah.
But I'm glad Prody's dead, because he was creepy.
Yeah, Prody's gross.
And I'm glad Lightning Man's alive. And I'm glad that Saturn Girl is kind of crazy.
I like that she's such a badass.
Yeah.
It's like, no one can... Even, like, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, well, we'll all take turns and, like, try... We'll all, like, risk our lives together. It's like, fuck you guys.
I'm doing it.
She's immediately...
I will die for him.
Yeah, she is always all about, like, you know, I will do this. I will do this, and I don't care what you say.
Hey, she's a lady who gets stuff done.
She is.
And then gets easily lost in caverns.
That's not her... Whatever, who's talking?
Oh, I would get lost in a cavern.
It's okay, Kristen. I would, too.
Outside my house.
Oh, well, Kristen...
So, yeah, good two-part issue.
Good issue.
Anything else awesome in Legion-y going on?
Probably. I don't know. You've been reading that Star Trek Legion thing.
Oh, I'm like, I read two issues and they were only just meeting. And I haven't read any more. I think I have the next one, but I haven't read it. I just want Brainiac 5 and Spock to hold hands.
Yeah.
So I'm, here's hoping
that
they hold hands. I've been reading the new Legion Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with the old Legion Lost.
Yes.
Which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I also read again and again.
Yes.
I have it in every form.
Yes,
but
it's great.
The new Legion Lost, I still like it.
Yeah.
There's still that weird fundamental, like, the thing they're doing is kind of strange.
Yeah.
Like, the whole setup for what they're doing, but I like the story, and I like the characters and stuff, so it's so cool. I think I'm all caught up on the new Legion Lost, and I like it. I'm still reading it. I'm still buying
it.
It's cool. I've read a few of the Secret Origins, which all seem to be... The Secret Origins, for some reason, seem to be way cuter than the just normal Legion title, which I only read a few issues of the normal Legion title, but I like the Secret Origins ones, because they're cuter.
Yeah.
And Brainiac finds in them a lot. And Phantom Girl's really cute in it.
Yeah.
So
I read the one with Lyle in it.
I need to read that. I haven't read that one yet.
Yeah, that's all I care about.
I'm excited to read it.
Right.
Anything else?
Cool. We've met a lot of our fans at the past couple conventions.
Yeah, we just had Emerald City Comic Con and Sakura Con. We just went to those, and a lot of fans came by and said hi.
Podcast fans. Even.
Yeah, podcast fans. Yeah.
And we were talking.
Not just fans of our greatness in general.
Yes.
And so thanks for coming by, guys.
Yeah, thanks,
that's great.
Everyone.
Hey, guys and girls, come by.
Yeah.
It's great. Anything?
I guess that's it.
Special shout out to the fan who gave me an awesome bag of candy.
Yeah.
I
want a bag of candy.
You weren't there. I think you were sick. And I got a giant bag of candy.
All right, yeah.
Sucks to be you.
I had, like, an allergic reaction to something. And my throat closed up.
And I got candy because of it. And I forgot to even tell you that there was
candy. Until now. I've never even heard about this candy until now. It all comes out now.
Oh.
You are just like Monel. I'm just going
to
sit here really silently staring at you.
You can't read my mind, so.
Wow. Or can I?
Yeah, so I got my candy. That was awesome.
All right, so if you have comments or questions...
Or corrections for our gross lack of knowledge about all sorts of things.
Yeah, and how much we are terrible people. you can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com or leave a comment at superfuturefriends.com on our blog where we post these episodes. Because how are you listening to this if you don't know about the blog?
iTunes?
Yeah, but you would have to know about the blog first.
I don't know how computers work.
Okay, well, I don't know why I'm even looking at you.
I know, I'm like, you handle the...
Okay.
Whatever audio thing is happening here.
She has no idea that this is a podcast.
No, I don't.
She thinks this is just a really long conversation we have.
Yeah, for some reason this thing is flashing in front of us, and you make me sit stationary when we do it.
Thank you for listening to us and being patient. And sticking with us.
Yes, sorry, we're so bad.
We are terrible.
Updating.
Terrible people.
We're busy, I guess.
We are busy.
Yeah.
And we're terrible people.
Yeah, mostly
that combined
we're terrible people.
Is the worst.
Yes.
So, we'll see you next time, guys.
Damn,
thank you.
Yes, thanks.
Bye-bye.
I'm dying to love, dying to play, dying to get out of here. I'm dying to live.